You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about your Valentine's Day. Not that romantic, eh?
It isn't, buddy. Like I just said a few minutes ago, I was just kind of kicked back here reflecting on the day yesterday. It was pretty busy for both of us. Nick Knack went over and volunteered at the school yesterday, so I didn't see her at all in the afternoon until about 3:30 or so. She was over there helping with the kids' classes and doing all the Valentine's Day games and all that kind of stuff. And then afterwards, my grandma came over and brought some stuff for the kids. So my grandma was over with my parents, and they hung out for a little bit. And then last night, we had a basketball game that didn't start until I think it was finally like 8:30 last night in Golden.
Forget that.
I know, man. So we didn't get home until late, and we didn't get into bed until, gosh, I think it was pushing 10:30 or so. And I don't even think I kissed Nicole yesterday, now that I think about it.
Oh, my goodness.
I really don't think I even kissed my wife yesterday on Valentine's Day. And It is just kind of funny that, you know, as you get a little older and you got other things going on in your life, how that day does really just fizzle out for a lot of people. And it happened to us yesterday, which is fine. You know, we show each other affection and stuff other days, but it's just kind of funny that the day was basically devoted to the kids yesterday. Everything that we did was kid crap, you know?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say real quick on the basketball, and I'm super excited because we have one more game tonight at 7, and it's the last game of the season. So we're finally going to wash our hands of this crappy basketball season. I'm like, oh, thank God, and thank you. Thank goodness this game. Yes, there it is. Luckily, this game is just down the street. We don't have to go to Golden tonight. So, but yeah, what did you guys do? Same kind
Nothing.
Of thing? Just hung out?
No, we each did our own thing most of the day. I think we spent about 30 minutes together in the kitchen heating up different leftovers, and we were laughing about how our Valentine's Day dinner, we each got a different leftover.
Yeah.
And we actually stood at the island and chatted and caught up on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then again went our separate ways. She did some stuff. I had some work to do. And then eventually, I don't know, it was like 7 or 8 o'clock, I came downstairs. And she was on the couch with the remote starting Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, yeah.
The Jane Austen book turned into a movie with Keira Knightley. And so then she goes, this is a really good movie if you want to watch it. I go, no, I don't think
Pass.
I want to. She's like, that's cool. So she watched it with Niles the Weirdo, our cat, and that was our Valentine's Day. We spent about 30 minutes chatting in the kitchen.
Yep.
And then she watched a romantic movie without
All
me.
All alone.
So, and didn't care.
Yeah.
He was like,
yeah,
it's fine.
Probably better that way, right? You're just not sitting there making comments through the whole thing.
She got some killer video of Niles up on the counter watching the movie too, like intently watching what was going on.
Uh-huh.
And at the big love scene at the end where, you know, Darcy, spoiler, shows up and, you know, professes his love, you know, you have bewitched my soul and heart or whatever he says. And right at that critical romantic moment, Niles, who's staring at the screen, turns toward Gretch, who's like, just happens to be taking a video of him watching this. And lays out a big, giant yawn.
Oh.
It was like, hey, that's kind of like our Valentine's
Day. That's right. Like, I get it, Kat. I get it.